very significant people, and I had some conversations. I had a box of cranberry in my head, and when they said it to me, I put the drink down and said, let's talk a little bit more.
I don't drink vodka cranberry, just so that you know.
I don't think Michael Irvin's making this up.
Dale Arnold.
Touchdown, D.C. Defenders.
It's XFL football, man. It ain't no slouch league. It's a bunch of dogs out here.
Rich Keefe.
Thank you, and yeah, I'm ready to drink tonight, so... Until next morning. Thank you.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Hello? Go ahead.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Let's give you two updates here, because we're in the interest of updating things. Evidently, Eduardo Rodriguez spoke to the media down in Fort Myers, or at least spoke to Alex Speer. And... I guess he sort of dropped the information bomb in case we didn't know. He said, and I quote, "It's going to be good for us that Ron Renicki's in charge now." Notes okay. His appreciation of Renicki's familiarity with the club.
And everything they've done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is the manager right now, right? I mean, they said they're going to wait to make it official, but they said that's who it's going to be. And so if they're doing anything down there, I would think Renicki would have something to do with it. So, or maybe, and also hard to say whether that was like a leading question. It could be like, what do you think of Ron Renicki? And he'd be like, oh, it's good that he's in charge. Like, you know,
I promised you two updates. I'll give you a third.
Oh.
According to Adam Schefter, the LA Chargers and quarterback Philip Rivers have mutually agreed that Rivers will enter free agency and not return to the team for the 2020 season. Not that that surprises us. It's what we expected, but they've now made it official
since he moved.
Right, he moved to Florida, and everybody said that he wasn't going to go back. But, all right, they made it official, which means, again, that is a prime opening for one Tom Brady and an obvious landing spot, at least a team that, of all the teams that would just be interested in selling tickets or selling interest in the team,
it would be
them 100%.
Clubs.
He might do more for them than any other team he could sign for.
Probably.
I think definitely. Because, you know, Dallas, they're always going to be popular. The Raiders are always going to be popular. You know, some of these other teams still sell out, but the Chargers don't. And
yeah, I believe the Raiders have sold all their tickets.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're good there.
I don't think they have issues.
But just to get some interest there, you know, you have a chance to be the second team in the city of a city that doesn't even really want you. Well, if you have Tom Brady, things might be a little bit different.
Gone Hollywood. Plus, have you guys ranked them yet? Have we done that exercise
ranked
at all?
What?
The landing spots other than New England. I think we would all still put New England one.
Wait, what are you...
For everyone involved.
All right, what's the question again, though? Is it where...
Have you guys ranked...
No. Ranked what? Just places? But specifically, what about
it's
the places?
It's our own list. We can make up the damn criteria.
I'm asking
from
you,
from most likely to least likely.
Well,
is
not
what
even
you're
likely like as much as best
or,
fit.
All right,
so you know, because you take into... Business is a possibility.
Pleasure.
Family and personnel and on-field fit, chances to win. Just wrap it all up in a bow.
Yes.
Say the best landing spot not named the Patriots for Tom Brady in 2020 would be?
Tennessee.
Really?
I don't know.
Not for me.
Where for you?
I gave you like 10 seconds to prep for that.
All right. Tennessee.
New Orleans.
Hmm.
It's got everything that I think would be attractive to Tom Brady in terms of football aspect.
But does he want to unseat
Jambalaya?
Drew Brees?
Well, my
is that a little weird thing?
Look, I told you guys, I have this little quarterback merry-go-round.
Yes, I know.
Where
yeah.
Philip Rivers leaves the Chargers.
A to B, B to C, C to D.
Drew Brees goes to L.A. Tom Brady goes to New Orleans.
See, I think L.A. is the best fit. I think they have pretty good personnel.
Yeah.
I think the location is pretty good for him as a family and pretty good for him as a business.
Right.
The opportunity financially, and I've added this in there, this can't be added in there, I think he could be part owner of the Chargers
sure.
if this played
at
out.
Someday.
Down
yeah,
the
someday.
Road. It would not be done in advance.
There'd
be no
Miami?
Winking.
Could he be part owner down in Miami?
He probably could be.
Michigan alum is the
yeah.
owner right now.
Spano's family is not exactly the high-end, big-money NFL
no.
billionaire club. They are old-school AFL mm-hmm. Sullivan family types. So Brady could just slide right in.
But I think as far as Super Bowl is concerned for Brady, I think it would be...
What's wrong with the Chargers?
And
don't tell me just because...
No. They're okay. Anthony Lynn.
Well, yeah.
Not ideal. But
an extension. He's okay.
I think they are due for a bounce back. Like 2 years ago, they were probably not that good. Last year, they probably weren't that bad. And
right.
So they could kind of level off a little bit. But like if he went to Tennessee or Dallas or Dale's New Orleans, I think those three teams would be better than the Chargers would be.
So Dallas is one that I also think is up there with the Chargers.
Yeah.
I really think that would be a good fit if...
if Jerry Jones or whoever Michael Irvin's talking to.
Well, if you marry yourself to the Cowboys brand, TB12 marriage could with the great. Cowboys would be
And you
be
could
incredible.
Win. You have talent.
I think you would win. You would definitely win the division. You'd go in as the division favorite for sure. Whereas, like, Tampa Bay might be one of those. That's his best chance of being the league MVP. You go throw for 5,000 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Those two receivers.
Do what Winston did. Just don't throw the interceptions.
You throw half as many picks. You're a playoff team, right. And you're the MVP of the league. So, I mean, that's a possibility for him. I mean, I think there's going to be.
So you like Tennessee?
11. I do a lot.
I don't see Tennessee. I know supposedly Giselle's best friend lives there or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some side
Kristen
model.
Cavallari?
I don't know who she is.
Jay Cutler lives.
No, I know who she is, but okay. I don't know who Giselle's.
Great television program, by the way.
You know, it's actually pretty boring. If her and her friend weren't so smoking hot, nobody would ever watch that
show.
I'd
watch specifically for Jay
Just
Cutler.
Describe, like, half the things men watch.
Yeah, no, I know.
But we're weird, we're creeps, we're simpletons.
Jay Cutler is a television
Cutler's
phenomenon.
Cutler's funny, but nothing happens on that show. You notice that?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
There's nothing going on that show.
But you know what? I'm here for Vera Cavalieri.
No, I know, I watch it too.
Jay Cutler.
Chrissy Cavalieri's like, oh, I'm opening up a new store. And you're like, great, go look at a new store.
What's Jay's opinion on this?
What are you wearing when Jay, you look at the new right, store?
That's pretty much the show.
A humble brag tweet from Jason LaConfora. Chargers and Phillip Rivers confirmed today what I first reported around Thanksgiving. He and the team are parting ways.
No, hey, moron, when Phillip Rivers texted Schefter and Mort and said, I'm moving to Florida, right. And we'll see what happens. I think we can all say he wasn't going back
and
to the Chargers.
And LaConfora continue to hear Tampa and Indy. Likely to be Rivers' best bet in free agents.
Yeah, Tampa. Phillip Rivers has been like the
Tampa.
Marriage, the worst kept secret.
Unless Brady says, hey, I really want to go there, it's probably right. going to be Phillip Rivers in Tampa.
Hey, LaConfora, if you didn't have to retract half the things you reported, people would take it a little more seriously.
He does have a lot.
Remember when
of
he said Brett Bielema was going to the Lions to interview for their D coordinator job, and then like 20 minutes later, he tweeted out, well, I just spoke with someone with the Lions who said, in fact, Brett Bielema is not going to interview with, like,
yeah.
We can't trust you. I'm sorry.
No, he can't. He's all over the map.
He is, and he tweets too much about the Orioles and crabs.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the seafood?
What else? Yes, the seafood. Like Joe's Crab Shack or something. The Eastern Shore crabs down there.
Got it.
Old Bay seasoning, that kind of thing.
I like Old Bay seasoning.
Not whatever your perv mind.
Not a perv.
A Verdugo.
Yeah, it's Verdugo.
All right, so the other big news item all weekend long was Michael Irvin making news on this program. Last Friday.
Thanks to you.
Yes,
you asked a great question.
Take
the credit.
He took the opportunity to answer. And if you don't remember, John, let's just play it one more time. Just the answer to the question, because then we'll play you his clarification today to his answer. Mm. So he was on with us on Friday. I asked him if it was possible that the Dallas Cowboys could franchise and trade Dak Prescott, get a lot in return for a good young quarterback, and then sign Tom Brady for at least the short term as the starting quarterback in Dallas.
Boy, I can tell you something on that, because I'm just telling you right now, and that Super Bowl in Miami, some very significant people and I had some conversations leaning in that same direction, and it was shocking. I mean, I had a vodka cranberry in my hand, and when they said it to me, I put the drink down and said, let's talk a little bit more about this right here, you know, because I had a conversation with people, I can't tell you who, about that same scenario going down, and I was like, I just don't know if that's a real possibility of it happening. And guys, you know where I stand with that. I think for the sanctity of the NFL.
That's probably all we need, right?
That's good.
So he wants him to stay in New England. That's what he went on
so
to
it,
say.
What time was that? Like 1:30.
That's what
he
I thought. Because I'm wondering, at what point did his cell phone ring?
Yeah.
And he went, oh, that Shoot. Took off, huh?
Because also, listen to it again. He says, this is sort of what we even pulled as a part of the quote, too,
right.
Because we tweeted it out and then it got picked up from there. But some very significant people, not I was talking to a very significant person.
Right.
So that also leads to more, because only so many even fall under this umbrella. Because he went on another radio show, but he took to Twitter because everybody's, you know, blown him up on Twitter. And he said, I didn't say anybody, it's not Jerry Jones and it's not somebody who works for the Cowboys.
Right.
So how many people in the world would be significant in the Tom Brady to Dallas, Dak Prescott traded from Dallas discussions that aren't with the Cowboys? It'd be like Brady, it'd be Don Yee, maybe Belichick. Who else would even be involved in that unless they were with the Cowboys? How could they possibly be significant and not on the Cowboys unless it's a player or an agent?
What if it's, he said, this is good sleuthing by you, that it's multiple people.
It's multiple people.
Two people who would potentially have key impact on this decision and be together.
Alex Guerrero and Tom Brady.
That's not terrible.
Okay.
Donald Yee, and Donald Yee has a business partner named Steve Dubin.
Oh.
They work as a combo. They do contracts and marketing, and they're sort of a two-headed monster representation. They represent Brady and Garoppolo.
Who else is Don Yee representing?
Garoppolo.
I know those two. But I'm wondering, like, how did Michael Irvin get in there with him?
Some very significant people.
Sounds like more than one person, doesn't it?
It does.
People. If but sometimes you that. Do that when you tell. I was talking to some people.
Sources,
you kind of fluff it
sources
up a little bit.
Versus source. There's always that, kinda, yeah, dilemma.
So that meaning in that same direction.
And again, if he was just talking to Emmett Smith or Alvin Harper, he wouldn't say that. He would say, you know, I was talking with some of the guys, and more people are saying that. Or, like, right, he'd phrase it differently. And so, yeah, he had the vodka cran, even had to put the vodka cran down.
Julian Edelman is another client.
Okay.
I don't drink vodka cranberry.
Well, you're missing out. Because it's delicious and nutritious.
Nate Jerry.
Yeah, you don't drink it anymore either.
No, I had an episode. I had a really bad episode, and I won't go back on it. But it's good for your urinary tract, I believe.
Excuse me?
The cranberry juice. Oh, yeah, cranberry's good.
Real good. If you ever have, like, a issue
yeast
down there.
Infection? If you've got, like, kidney stones.
That's not what I'm...
Flushes out the system.
Yes. If you ever have any issues down there. Oh, cranberry juice, big time.
I don't like it, though. It makes me, like, pucker up a little.
Do you ever put a little bit in a ginger ale?
I don't like ginger ale.
Put a little cran in your ginger ale tonight. You'll thank me later.
What psychopath doesn't like ginger ale?
Yeah, that's insane. It's terrible. Andy, it's probably kind of on brand.
Isn't that
here.
What your parents always gave you when you were sick, when you were a kid?
Yeah, maybe sicker.
Ginger ale, nice saltine crackers,
and a slice of toast.
Yes. Gets tighter.
What?
I don't know. That's not. I'm not talking about that at all.
So all weekend long, Michael Irvin's getting all this reaction. It's on all the national shows. You know. Michael Irvin says Tom Brady's going to sign with the Cowboys, and they're going to trade Dak Prescott. So today, he went on our sister station in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan, to speak to Shan and RJ and clear it all up.
You go and you say what you said. You clarified it on Twitter. Go ahead and clarify, because you know, you only get 140 characters or whatever on Twitter.
Right, right. And first of all, I didn't clarify anything. I don't have to clarify. What I said was what I said. I said I talked to significant people. That means people that are in the know of these kinds of situations. Now, I didn't say I talked to Jerry. So what I don't like is when I said exactly like I said. Then people come out saying, you know, in an article, well, Michael talked to people in the Cowboys organization. I never said I talked to anybody in the Cowboys organization. So when an article comes back out saying Michael's walking back, I'm not walking back anything. You guys wrote wrong. So don't put it on me like I did something wrong when you didn't do your work. And not talking about you guys in particular. I'm talking about, you know, the people that wrote these articles as if I had a conversation with Jerry Jones or something like that about it, and I never said that. So yeah, that's all interesting there. But those conversations I'm talking about I really had. I was as shocked as anybody else is shocked to hear it. To hear about a possibility of that possibly happening blew my mind also. That's why I kind of tried to express that with people when I said, I enjoy vodka cranberry. You know, I enjoy
it. Oh, yeah.
I had to put down that vodka cranberry and say, wait a minute. Come on, let's have some more conversations about this. Like, I need to know if this really is a possibility, which I don't think it's a possibility. But I did have conversations with people about it.
Pretty good.
So the last part is his final takeaway. He doesn't think it's a possibility. But the part before that, where he admits that he's basically stunned, that somebody he thinks has enough valuable information or opinion, significant person, so believes this is a possibility.
Could this also, well, because then again, so if you just listen to that part, it could also be like a news person, like you were talking about before, like an Adam Schefter, right?
Yeah.
But
I would hope not, but.
I don't think it is, though.
How about Rob Gronkowski? Noted news source.
I don't think anybody takes him
seriously. But see, that's the thing is we thought for a second there, for him to put his drink down, it could be Jay Glazer. It could be one of those guys, right? Like a smallest of guys. But then he just tweeted less than an hour ago, the people I am talking about will have a role in the whole process. Those guys don't have
Adam
a role.
Schefter
in the
will not.
Unless you
Jay
think their
Glazer
role is tweeting it out when it happens. Like, other than that, they don't have a role in it.
So we've been looking at it from the Brady side and saying Brady or Giselle or Don Yee. What about the Dak Prescott side? Could it be Dak Prescott? Could it be whoever his agent is?
But I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing they're going to trade my guy and sign Tom Brady.
Right. They're lusting after Brady, and they're going to find a way to make it happen.
True. I mean, it's depending on how far along it's gotten. Maybe they
I'm familiar with him.
With Dak Prescott, but I'm not sure
he's
they
Dak Prescott's agent.
Yes, Todd France, Creative Artists Agency, a well-known agent.
I don't even know if they've gone there, though, because I don't know. Do you think? I mean, they've probably come closer to exchanging numbers than Tom Brady and the Patriots have, in my mind. Right? I'm sure all sides have talked, but
I mean, there's been numbers really thrown about that. Oh, he's looking for 36.
We know
he's
numbers that he wants, and they've sort of said no to. But I wonder if they. There's a difference between saying, "Hey, we might just franchise you that if we can't figure this out," or taking it one step further. Hey, we're probably going to franchise you, then trade you so we can sign Tom Brady. I don't think that would have ever come up.
And a side note
to this.
No,
that would be an agent saying, you know what they're going to do?
You know what they could.
They're going to franchise you and wheel you out of here.
A side note is that Stephen Jones did tell, I believe, Dallas Morning News, our goal is to avoid it in terms of the franchise tag.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you one. I'll give you a name we haven't mentioned yet.
Oh.
Troy Aikman.
He doesn't have a role unless he's the GM or something.
Well, there were talks about
hullabaloo.
He wants to be involved. He wants to.
That would be a pretty big first splash if you're Troy Aikman, wouldn't it?
That'd be huge.
Yeah. I wonder what Aikman would. I mean, Aikman has always expressed great admiration for Tom Brady and how he plays the game.
Yep.
And
I'm sure he would take him.
I mean, my guess is if you said to Aikman, you know, we can pay Dak Prescott $40 million a year, which is what he wants, or we can bring Tom Brady in for a couple of years at $30
million.
That could also be like a helps my theory of it could be a messy situation, but if you're Jerry Jones and you bring in Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame legend, and he's the one that gasses Dak, and he replaces Dak after gassing him with Tom Brady, you got a nice little, how are they going to get mad? It's Troy Aikman bringing in Tom Brady. I mean, it's Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. Look at all those rings.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of rings when those two shake hands at a press. Imagine that.
Now, doesn't
that'd be nine rings.
Doesn't that sort of make some sense?
Sure.
I mean, a guy who would be talking to Michael Irvin all the time anyway.
Dale, I'm a sucker for these. You can talk me into anything. Keep going.
I could see that being a guy.
Is Gronk going to Dallas too? Let's keep it going.
Well, they can
trade for him.
Unless they trade him.
It's part of the deal because they trade for Dak Prescott.
Right.
The franchise Dak Prescott comes to New England to be the quarterback.
If Tom Brady made up his mind and just, let's say he wouldn't re-sign here.
I hate you, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Something like that. So it's not a matter of, give him an extra year, give him more money. It's not got nothing to do with that. And you're just now in the business of replacing Tom Brady. You know who's a free agent. You also know the guys like Cam Newton and Andy Dalton and others that are available for trade. Would Dak Prescott interest you at all?
On a one-year deal on the franchise tag? You might convince me.
I mean, that's how it would start. But then again, if you're going to trade something for Dak Prescott, you'd probably want him for more than a year, wouldn't you?
I'd have serious doubts, but then my respect for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, get him in here, see what they can do with him, because I don't respect the coaching he was getting in Dallas. So
exactly.
I owe him maybe the opportunity to come here, show me what he is under a franchise tag. The only problem is financially. Now, your scenario works because Brady's done. I'm leaving.
That's all I'm saying.
It's not that you didn't offer me $30 million. It's $30 million not enough. I'm out. I don't want to be here anymore.
He made up his mind finally that he
just wants to leave. Because otherwise, I'd prefer Brady as my bridge than Dak.
So would I.
But if Brady is flat out gone,
maybe Dak's not a bridge, though.
No, he may not be.
Maybe Dak's not the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he is that, though.
But I would put Dak Prescott somewhere in the middle of the league. And the more we talk about this, the more guys I kind of have in that middle ground. So without ranking them 1 through 32, Dak Prescott's the classic case of, you go into a game, you may not have the best quarterback, but he's better than half the league. Like, there are half the guys, and he's more of a sure thing than Jarrett Stidham. Better than half the league?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he is.
Because a couple years ago, before he got Amari Cooper, there were people wondering if he was still an NFL starter. That's how bad he looked. So, this is interesting you brought this up, because I just read whatever Mike Lombardi writes now. I'm not even sure where he writes, but a column he writes. Athletic, maybe?
Yeah.
He wrote a column about how in any given year, there's really three elite NFL quarterbacks, maybe four.
Yeah, they kind of pop up and down.
And there's really a handful that stink. There's only like six down the bottom. The rest are in the middle of the road. And if they have the right scheme and the right coaching and the right group of talent around them for any given year, they can win and they can look pretty good. And you can convince yourselves that they are actually elite when they are not. It's circumstantial eliteness. And that would fall in line with Dak.
I think there's only like 12 guys better
than Dak.
So in the
he's the 13th best. You want to marry to him?
You could do a lot
worse. 5 years, $185 million.
It's the worst kind of guy to be. You don't know what to do with him. You don't know whether you should sign him or get rid of him.
Right.
Because there's definitely worse guys out there.
So now we're taking Dallas's, you know, cast-offs. They decided they don't want to marry him, so you get him. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what I would call that.
No, don't do that.
A term you're not supposed to say.
We've matured as a society.
Didn't Carrie Underwood's husband get in trouble for that or something?
No,
scandal
no,
there?
No, no, not Mike Carrie Fisher. Underwood. Mike Fisher is Carrie Underwood.
Yes,
husband.
Didn't he say?
Was
something?
It him?
No, just, it was. Are you that determined? You're going to say it?
I think you're thinking.
No, seeing if he says.
I think you're thinking of Sean Avery.
Oh, maybe
because Sean Avery went through a few
was a despicable human being
in his time.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. I don't think Mike Fisher would say that because he was a very religious man.
Yeah, no, it was Sean Avery.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, though. I do.
Okay.
And don't say it.
No, I don't think you're allowed to. That's why I didn't.
To goad him into saying
it. Well, I just wanted to see where he'd go.
Times are changing. No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I don't even think it's that funny.
Here's the...
if you're going to offend somebody, make them laugh.
Here's the stat of the day for Philip Rivers. This is amazing. Trey Wingo points out...
Nine kids.
He leaves the Chargers as the franchise leader in passing yards and touchdowns, but didn't miss a start in 16 seasons.
Including playing on a torn ACL here when Thompson LT was sitting on the sideline with his big jacket on.
Yeah. No, Philip Rivers is tough.
Yeah.
Did not miss a start in 16 seasons.
Didn't miss a lot of safeties either.
And he missed, over that same time, he missed every Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never played in one.
Is that all his fault?
Never played in one.
There is one quarterback.
Quarterback of the team.
Thanks. There's one quarterback left from the draft class of 2004 now.
Big Ben.
That's it.
Big Ben.
And is he really left?
Well,
he just had Tommy John surgery. Who knows?
I bet Rivers plays more games than Roethlisberger rest of the way.
Yes.
That's probably
fair. You know what I mean? Just not with the team that drafted him, but I bet he plays.
It'll be interesting because we're talking about this whole reinvigoration thing with Brady. That could be a Philip Rivers thing. Maybe he gets reinvigorated. You know, I'm with Bruce Arians and that's Mike Evans. And
although I feel like he could also throw you about 30 picks.
Oh, he can.
Yeah.
He did it for a while this year. Yeah, I don't know how big an upgrade that is for Tampa.
I would just keep Winston, to be honest.
I'm not sure that's an upgrade for Tampa. I think it's very similar. You're going to get, because I was stunned. I told you this view. I was looking at Rivers, and he threw for like 4,700 yards this year. It was a better year than I expected.
Yeah.
And he, in certain games, is horrifically bad with the picks and the turnovers. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, and it's a short-term thing.
What do you think Winston plays next year?
Quarterback.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a good answer. Dale's got like Drew Brees and Tom Brady switching spots, and I'm supposed to figure out where Jameis freaking Winston's playing.
I'm curious like a cat. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
This is Dale brought it up, sort of this musical chairs. It's fascinating.
Well, now the first step has actually officially taken place.
Right, and
this is the first in the whole musical chairs of the offseason quarterback moves.
So the convincing yourself who's good, who's young, who's developing, who has something left, who fits in my scheme with my talent and my coordinator for this period of time, this is as interesting a quarterback class as we've ever seen.
It's an NBA offseason.
617 779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you after we trend.
It's Dale.
You know you done messed up, right?
And Keith.
You wouldn't want that on your pancakes.
On WEEI.
All right, because of overwhelming demand, most particularly from Andy Hart. We're going to bring you the latest from Ian Rappaport.
Oh,
friend of the show.
We follow up Lock and Fora with Rappaport. We're on a roll.
Oh, we're doing all right.
So Ian Rappaport, earlier today on the NFL Network, was asked about Robert Kraft and the Patriots and Tom Brady and yada, yada, yada.
Well, there is a pretty good reason that owner Robert Kraft and Tom Brady, who have worked closely on several deals in the past, there's a reason why the option was to allow Brady to test free agency, to not get franchised, to not get transitioned, just to have a clear path toward free agency. And from what I understand, Kraft's thinking on this was basically if the sides came together, if Brady decided that the Patriots were his best option after testing free agency And if Bill Belichick, who of course is making the decisions for New England, if he decides that Brady is his best option at this price, then in the end, after all of this, after going through everything, that it will mean that it's basically meant to be and that it's the best thing for all sides. Kraft wanted them to get apart, to see what's out there, and try to come together in the middle. And the hope is, if that works out for 2020, that everyone will be happy they went through the process.
And Ian Rappaport is a douche.
So if you love something, let it go. And then if it's meant to be, it'll come back, it'll or come however back this too. Limerick goes. Is that basically what he's saying?
I guess.
So basically, you break up with your significant other, and you say, all right, for a week, play the field. And if there's nothing better, come on back. And then that's going to work out? Don't think so. I think for the Patriots, Tom Brady is their best option for next year. I don't know if the Patriots are necessarily Tom Brady's best option, though.
And Ian is essentially reporting or projecting that he's going to have the $13 million cap hit. Because if he goes to free agency,
the horse is out of the barn.
To
spread it out.
And so now, how is that the best for all sides?
And now you're going to rely on Brady to take a contract, I would guess, that is somehow structured that the signing bonus would be two-tiered or somehow the pushing the cap hit the other way so that you can keep his. Because if you have 13, then his salary plus his proration. No, I mean, if you're going to try to keep it around 23 and change last year, so let's say $25
million. Yeah,
inflation. So you have $13.5 million in the cap hit rollover, the dead money. So now $12 million is your new cap hit you're going to put on there, right, to try to stick to $25 million. I don't – it's not great business.
And then you've got to, at the whole time, get another wide receiver, get a tight end, get all
right.
Those
and if Ian's right, this was the plan all along. So this wasn't maybe we'll have that cap money. This was, no, we'll do it this way. You can hit a free agency.
It seems like a bad plan. It was the opposite of the Red Sox. The Red Sox said, well, we can't lose anybody, so we got to re-sign everybody. Whereas the Patriots said, we'll deal with it later. Like, we don't need to re-sign him now, even though we easily could have done that. We wouldn't have been talking about this until next year when, who knows, maybe he even retires.
Doesn't feel like the Wesleyan economics major Bill Belichick would have signed off on this plan, in my opinion.
No.
So Robert Kraft was in Los Angeles for the Academy Awards last night. He was on the red carpet at Elton John's AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party.
That's his guy.
Yes. He was asked if Brady will stay or go when his contract expires in March, and Robert Kraft kept it short and sweet. He said, quote, "You know what I want," unquote.
And then Hawk Harrelson popped up and said, "He gone." I mean, I was shocked that we were looking this up before the Vegas odds on where Brady's going to go, and still the overwhelming favorite is that he stays with the Patriots. And I just, every little piece of information that comes out there just leads me to believe more likely he's gone.
Yes.
I think there's going to be so many teams that want him. I don't even know how much sense it makes for the Patriots. Like, the cap thing is going to kind of throw them off. But then also, in order to convince Brady to stay, they're going to need to tell him all these moves that they're going to make. Are they going to be able to pull those off? It's just, it's a whole thing. I think he's gone.
That's where I do think the hitting free agency makes sense for Brady, because I can wait to see who you lined up. You had the 16th, 17th tampering period. Okay, we're in free agency.
Who do we got?
Who you got? I want to come back. I'm ready. Bill, I got a pen here. I'm ready to sign something. Who you got? And Billy, if he goes, we made a run at Hunter Henry, but he was too expensive. Yeah. Brady goes, putting my pen back in my pocket.
we got A.J. Green if he can pass his physical.
I mean, do we assume that the requirement on Brady's part, that he could not be franchised, was simply so that Bill Belichick couldn't do what we're talking about the Cowboys doing with Dak Prescott, franchising him and wheeling him somewhere?
Yeah, I've heard that theory.
I think Brady's at the point, too, where if he could pull a Rob Gronkowski a couple years ago and say, well, if you trade me, I'm not going to play. And then Detroit's like, well, we're not going to trade for you then. And Brady at 42 could be like, even if that's not what you mean, you have Don Yee tell the other team, like, well, he's going to retire then. If they trade him, he doesn't want to play for you. No offense. He's not going to play for anybody. He's going to retire. Then they're like, well, I'm not trading you anything.
And I just can't envision. Like, I'm of the belief that Robert Kraft can look bad if this blows up in his face now. And if he's part and parcel to dumping Tom Brady in Cleveland or some perceived terrible trade, he wouldn't want that. I don't think he would do it. I just don't think he would do that.
I think part of it was Brady wanted a multi-year deal. And he's like, well, now if you can't franchise me, it's guaranteed 1 year at a big pay raise compared to what he was at. But if he wants a multiple-year deal, well, he can get it now from somebody.
617-779-7937. Mike's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dale. How are you? A couple of quick points.
Sure.
On your QB carousel, I believe that Drew Brees said last week that it's New Orleans or bust. He will retire there if he doesn't resign there.
I don't think it was quite as dramatic.
It's been pretty close.
I think so.
But people lie. People change their mind.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, you guys said it's the lying season. Phillip Rivers, what's he going to be, the ghost of Tom Brady's past? That's like bringing sand to the beach. I mean, he'd be like, you know, Tom Brady years 21 and 22. But I suggested and or
except you'd got to admit, Mike, in the case of the Los Angeles Chargers, they need help. They are the co-tenants of a brand-new football Taj Mahal. The team that owns the stadium has banged it out. The Chargers are having trouble selling PSLs and season tickets and everything else. They need him.
Yeah, business-wise, it makes a lot of sense that he'd go in there. Maybe they'd offer him a piece of the action because he'll sell the place out for the next 3 years based on only playing two, you know. But I think that I suggested to some friends a couple of months ago, Dallas. We know this about Jerry Jones. He's got two things for sure. He's got a whole lot of money and a whole lot of ego. And yep. No ring in 25 years. You know that man is not getting any younger. None of us are. He'd give anything. And that makes the most sense to me. Just add Tom Brady. I don't know what you do with Prescott, but you just add Tom Brady.
Trade him.
This team rings in the next 3 years.
Oh, yeah. They could get something for Prescott. Obviously, when you franchise a guy, you can't get a ton. We saw the Patriots do it with Castle, but that was only after 1 year as a starter. Prescott has four. Right. And all those teams that need a quarterback out there, it's not as exciting, but if you're the LA Chargers, you could do a lot worse than Dak Prescott. Or, you know, go down the list. There's going to be teams that need a starter, so you'd be able to find a place for him, no problem.
And it's only 26 and change, the projected franchise tag for a quarterback.
So
a little lower than I thought.
If Patrick Mahomes signs a new deal, will that number change?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's a projected thing, because it's as of.
Yeah. I bet it goes up. But either way, it's not much more than what Brady was making, I guess.
Yeah, no, he made 23.5 last year.
Which doesn't make any sense, because wasn't he like the 19th or the 18th highest paid quarterback?
Well, the numbers are all depends on what you use for numbers and all that stuff. Sand to the beach. I liked that line.
You like that line? You can use that in your next article.
I wasn't really familiar. I may squeeze it in.
You've
there.
Never heard that line before?
I haven't.
Wordsmith, huh?
Why are you guys sighing?
Because everybody else the planet has heard that.
It's like day one stuff.
Yeah. It's like
call in now if you've never heard
Eskimos, bring sand to the beach.
I've heard that.
Yes, I mean,
that guy could
thing.
Sell ice to the Eskimos.
Same thing.
Same exactly.
Never heard bring sand to the beach.
All right.
It's not as popular down my way.
I guess not.
Aren't you a writer?
It's a shut up.
He is sometimes.
Still waiting on those numbers for over under on David Price wins.
Yeah. They don't exist.
In your face.
I used to like you.
Well, not so much anymore.
And they all say that about me.
By the way, I keep checking. Nothing from the Red Sox. Nothing from Major League Baseball as yet.
Jared Diamond screwed us. He promised us something.
Like, you guys going to have a scoop, have the breaking news
ready. Well, he said today or tomorrow.
He said within the hour, maybe.
He said maybe. Chaim Bloom, when he arrived down at JetBlue Park, said to the media who was there taking cell phone videos of him walking up a sidewalk.
Yep, our guy Fryer. Yeah,
we may have something to talk about later.
He was lying, too.
Well, said May. May.
My guess
is classic stall technique, Dale. I'll have some for you later.
I mean, Mookie Betts has already said goodbye to his teammates on Instagram.
That's true.
I'm guessing he sort of knows already.
He's probably gone.
I'm thinking he probably...
think Betts is gone?
And E-Rod likes how the Ron Renicki era has started with him as manager. So.
These guys, tight ship they got there.
Why is it... I mean, what is left for this deal to be done? I know that technically...
Well, Verdugo, did he pass his physical?
Well, apparently he did. I know technically the commissioner has to rule on the financial part, the money going from the Red Sox as part of the price thing. What, is Rob Manfred too busy trying to button up the punishment to the Red Sox that he can't... Yeah, go ahead.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
He's a busy guy. He's also trying to... he's trying to clean up the speed of the game as well. That's his big issue that he deals with all the time.
Why he makes the big bucks.
He's getting young kids involved. Probably.
It's Manfred's salary. Roger Goodell-esque? $44
million? No, I would say half of that.
Nobody's in Goodell's category.
Do you have a number on that?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Hit enter.
Oh, and you're given...
$22 million, it says.
Yeah, I said half that. There you go.
You nailed it. That's from DaveManuel.com. I don't know.
That's legit. No, that's legit. You guys don't go to DaveManuel.com?
Who's Dave Manuel? It's the first thing that popped up.
I don't know.
The Maybe I should have binged it. Doing something, Sorry, man. I went Google.
That's smart. Nice job. Anytime you get on to DaveManuel.com and look up some net worth.
This up. I'll look you up on here.
Me?
Oh, yeah. I already showed them.
Yeah, you should see Dale's net worth.
If you type in your Google machine, Dale Arnold net worth.
Okay. Is this going to be funny?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to like it very much.
Very.
Yeah.
When I showed my wife, she said, you know, we're worried about paying for these two weddings. What's the problem here?
Oh, you're going to be pissed that Dale doesn't buy lunch every day once you take a look at that.
$9 million?
No, $59
million. $59
million. $22
million. Nope. Higher.
Oh, yeah. $59
million. $59 million is what my net worth is.
Your age, right, you old coot?
Yeah, that part's right. They got that number right. Let's say they're a tiny trifling bit off on the net worth thing.
They just slightly
missed it.
Raised
up. How does that happen?
No clue. I have no idea.
Did you sell some property or own some property or
some nasty rumors?
Everything I've owned in my entire life combined don't even come up a fraction of that.
50.
Well, you got to invest.
What are you worth? If he's worth 59, you're
half,
his co-host.
Half that.
That was a good line last night. You see Jeff Bezos when they did the opening, whatever that was, non-host.
He's so rich that he got a divorce.
He's still the richest man. And he just kind of had that didn't change his expression look.
Somebody. Oh, he looks crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like.
Well, he probably is.
Yeah, he's got to be.
You know what could be the explanation for that net worth thing?
That you're hiding something from your wife?
No, that they knew my real last name and thought I was the heir to some gigantic store.
Could be.
Although I'm not sure Sears is a
probably not worth plus. $59 million anymore.
I think that might be you're taking on debt. Hey, you reached a multi-year deal to remain. There's lots of Dale Arnold headlines here.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I like the one in particular, but let's just say my wife went, what?
I wouldn't if I were you, because the IRS is calling, and they want to know where their cut of the $59 million is.
Where's my part of this?
Mr. Arnold, your tax return from last year doesn't say anything about $59
million. You know what? If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Must be true.
So it must be headed my way. It just hasn't arrived yet.
Do I have a net worth?
What else you got coming up? Yeah, you do, but it's not what you'd like it to be. What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, time to get to a couple of things that we may have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
So, Dale, there is a question regarding Tom Brady that just won't go away.
Beyond
the system quarterback. The overwhelming majority of players in the National Football League are system players, Tom Brady included. When Tom Brady entered the league, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick, won 99th overall. He comes into a great system in New England where looking to go for the defense, the running game, and a game manager. The first three Super Bowls that he won, when they won three out of four, it was all because of their defense and the way that they managed the game and played complementary football. He has never been viewed as a transcendent talent. What he's always been viewed as is a great manager, leader, and winner.
All right.
Nine Super Bowls, six Super Bowl wins, 50 touchdown passes.
Multiple MVPs in both the regular season and the Super Bowl.
Winning Super Bowls handing off, winning Super Bowls throwing for 500 yards.
Yeah, like, he's never been a transcendent talent.
Like, what are we doing here? How, what is the system? You explain to me what the system is where the
everybody
same thing,
should run it.
Like, he throws it short sometimes, he hands it off sometimes, he throws it deep. It's called football. In general, that's how you win in football, is you do something. You run the ball, you throw the ball short, you throw it long, you throw it intermediate. He has done all of those things. So, yes, if you're talking about the system of football and the rules that are in place for 11 men to be on a field, he starts with the ball and then he gives it to somebody. Yes, he's really good at that system.
But he can't get over, he read, like, the scouting report for Brady in 2000 and was like, this is him, he's a sixth-round pick, so he's not that talented. You're like,
well, sometimes
guys can break the mold. Yes, guys have been wrong.
Or sometimes the player evolves, and you're like, wow, I didn't think he had that, but when they needed him to chuck it, he chucked it.
No, it's just...
It's so trite.
I know, but there's less and less of that, at least.
Yeah, right? The guys who still say it are annoying when they say it.
What else you got?
Rich?
Big night and for the movies last night. It was the Oscars, and
I saw every film nominated.
I saw six of the nine Best Picture noms. Oh, I'm a big movie guy. I have a podcast. Hashtag Dork Podcast. I know, and you'll never see any of them.
I saw Toy Story.
That one Best Animated Picture was not one of the nine nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
you did see that. Toy Story 4, though. You probably just saw the original
Toy Story.
I've
seen all four. All four. Thank you.
Well, good for you. How about the director of Parasite when he won his award?
Thank you, and yeah, I'm ready to drink tonight. So. Until next morning. Thank you.
Why am I not surprised that you picked that?
That's
your
me
theme.
That's me on a Wednesday.
No, that's you on a Monday afternoon at 2.
I can assume it won't be with a cranberry vodka.
Not anymore, Dale. That happened one fateful night back in 2000.
Have you tried again recently?
No, not recently.
Vodka cranberry.
No, well.
You should try tonight.
I don't think I'm going to do that tonight.
Get your sword out.
I'm not. Ooh. I might get back into the old sword.
That could be bad.
I'm cooking something
up. A night of vodka cranberries and the sword.
Good point. By the way, I just want to mention Parasite. Very, very good movie. I saw it on Saturday, and then it ended up winning Best Picture, and this guy won Best Director on Sunday. Yes, it's subtitles throughout. I know Wiggy had a really hard time with that. Andy Hart, even. English major, with just a guffaw. Oh, come on.
Turn the brain off.
Very, very good movie. Well deserved.
Do they bring sand to the beach in that movie?
No. And actually, it's a difficult movie to describe.
I
went in not
know that phrase.
I don't know how.
I bet your Wiggy doesn't know it. Can you ask him tomorrow?
He probably knows a version of it.
He's turning over rocks right now to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. All right.
What else you got?
So it was the debut weekend for the XFL. We've talked about it a little bit. I sampled it for a little bit yesterday. You guys watched parts as well. The TV numbers were good, not great. The attendance numbers were good. They think they'll get better. And the play at times was a bit spotty, including, well, let's just say the whole punt touchback thing. They still got to work on that.
This is another laser.
I concur, but whenever the wide receivers drop balls, you need a punter to save you with a perfect. What is he doing?
What?
Hey, Pat. Pat almost ran out there and downed it himself.
Oh, that was the perfect. Just stay off the ball. Just don't even touch it. Mark Quetch just hit a perfect punt. Just don't even touch it, buddy.
And buddy in question was...
Yeah, who was the buddy?
Former Rutgers and Patriots linebacker Steve Beauharnais.
So if you saw it, this punt was going to just down all by itself.
Right there.
Inside the one.
Right.
It was beautiful.
It
was a beautiful punt.
Couldn't have been better.
And he just full head.
I got it! No, don't do anything. If you never left the line of scrimmage, the ball would have been down at the one.
Was Pat McAfee doing color commentary there, or was he actually yelling at Steve Beauharnais from the sideline?
He was mad.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to have involved in the game.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Entertaining as hell, they should get him to do as many games as
and
possible.
And I thought Steve Levy did a good job.
They had a pretty good crew.
Yeah, I think most of the broadcast. I'm not sure I saw the Greg Olson one, but I think most of the broadcasts were pretty good.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow. Tom E. Curran will join us in studio for an hour from noon to 1.
It's a long time to say that Ian Rapoport's wrong.
Well, he'll say it in a lot of different, very entertaining ways. We will also talk with Brian Windhorst coming up at 1:10 tomorrow.
Yes.
Talk a little NBA basketball and Celtics. Andy, good to see you again. We'll see you Friday.
I will be here Friday.
All right.
OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
I enjoy vodka cranberry.
That's all, folks.